Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the be here now so you can be here tomorrow. This is Poetry Month in the United States. April is Poetry Month, and I would like to share that with all of our listeners around the world. And I also want to invite you to send me some of your original poetry as an audio recording. If you want to reach out to me, go to gentogenlegacy@gmail.com. That's G-E-N, the number two. G-E-N, legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y, at gmail.com, Gen to Gen Legacy. And please write Jazz Ready in the subject line. Send me your audio submissions with a bio and a photo, and I will get back to you and let you know if your submission will be on air. Send it with love and send us your best, because it is Poetry Month. And some folks have asked me if I would share a little bit of my poetry on Jazz Ready this month. So I will do so sparingly, because I want this to be a venue for others, and I delight in all of the artists who come to share with us. But I also want to honor this kind request from friends and listeners, so I'll be right back to share with you one of my more recent poems. Hold on now. One of the smallest words is one of the most difficult to learn. The holiness of no. Early lessons of perfection arrived in dainty steps, a cruel bone on bone girding laces pulled tight, hair punished for snitching on the roots of its tree. Cut down to silence for the burning. Ancestral ghosts hold tight to invisible branches of memory that will not succumb to flame, not to whip or chain. Ancient sugarcane holds raging prayers against an absent savior, imposter who played favorites in the harvesting of flesh to make a rotten buck. We fight for the sovereignty of our bodies, womanhood's flag caught on the sharp claw of dull minds who define gender in rituals of fetish. We find ourselves robbed of pride, of fortunes, of time. We have drowned in the whispered yes. To all who ask for more than we want or know how to give, for too long our yes, the gold of patriarchs, our backs their footstool, our labor the hidden glory of their inventions. We learned too young to carry the passport of yes to cross borders of inequity, but it wasn't yes that set us free. It was the roaring no of our unity, our no, that iron skillet of self-defense requires two hands to swing it and more not to miss. We find each other in body or spirit or ghost, through darkness to comfort, to battle, to rest. Even the hummingbird alights on her nest. To the masters, patrones, and lords, to the greedy and self-appointed guardians of our worth, those rapists of women, children, and earth, from them we shelter our yes. to keep it safe. No, I am not perfect, and that is perfectly fine. If it isn't fine with you, you don't get my time. No is my resilience. You might call it insolence. You want my perfection. My preference is excellence. When you don't get the response you want, you treat me as a pestilence. So may it be. I will burrow in deep. Frost is not the only one with promises to keep. No is my sacred ladder to the stars. No to a to-do list. I will list what I have done. Grateful that I have done it, however small it was. Love, by its very nature, is never small. No is the chair where I sit, to unforget that I have mattered in this world, that together we have made this world matter. Sister, hand me a drum. I will play it. Sister, teach me a song. I will sing it. Sister, teach me your dance. We will dance it. Sisters denied bread or the right to be who you are. Your fevers are the reason for our rest, our reason to hold sacred our yes. We find each other's hands in the darkest night of the soul, make each other whole in the sacredness of our unity, in the holiness of our no. That was my original poem, The Holiness of No, for you, read by yours truly, La Sirena Magdalena. I want to thank all those of you who requested that I share my poetry during Poetry Month on the Jazz Ready venue. And I also want to continue to encourage others to share their work with me. Remember, you can reach me at gen2genlegacy@gmail.com. And that's the number 2, gen2genlegacy@gmail.com. I thank you all for continuing to share the links, to share the love. And may together we all be jazz ready, ready for the be here now. So tomorrow we may be clear in our yes, clear in our no, and understand the intention behind every step. Mindfulness is power. Mindfulness is love in action. I'll feel you again soon.